The body in the gym. The police inspector and Sergeant Watson looked at the body on the floor of Coogan's gym. The blood was dry. "How long ago was he murdered?" asked the inspector. "The doctor says he was killed at about midnight," replied Watson, "and a man was seen leaving the building at 12:05. He had big shoulders, dark hair and a beard." "Mr. Coogan was a bodybuilder," said the inspector. "Look at those muscles."
"His killer was strong too," said Watson. "Coogan was killed with a 60-kilo weight."
That evening, the inspector was watching TV. There was news about a robbery at a 24-hour pharmacy, and a video from the shop's security camera was shown. The robber was a big man wearing a red football shirt and black jeans. His head was shaved, and there was a tattoo round his neck. The time was shown in the video. It was midnight. "Exactly the same time as the Coogan murder," thought the inspector. The next day at work, Sergeant Watson came into the inspector's office. "Inspector, there's a man here," said Watson. "He says he did the pharmacy robbery. His name's Maxwell."
"Send him in," said the inspector.
Maxwell looked like the man in the video. He had enormous shoulders and a tattoo round his neck. He had new black jeans and a red football shirt. The price label was still on the shirt. "He's bought that shirt today," thought the inspector. "He wants to look like the man in the video, but why?"
"Why did you rob the pharmacy, Mr. Maxwell?" asked the inspector.
"I needed the money," replied Maxwell. The inspector remembered the details of the robbery. A lot of medicines were stolen, but no money was taken.
"I see," said the inspector. "So why have you come to tell us?"
Mr. Maxwell looked uncomfortable. He was sweating. "I was caught by the security camera," he said. "The video was shown on TV. I knew the game was over."
"He's lying," thought the inspector. "But why?"
The inspector looked at Maxwell's head. The skin was very white where it was shaved. There was a little blood coming from the shaving cut on his chin. There were a few pieces of dark hair on his shoulders. Then the inspector noticed Maxwell's neck. He was sweating a lot and the tattoo was coming off. "That's not a real tattoo," thought the inspector. "It was drawn with a pen."
"You look like a bodybuilder," said the inspector. "Do you go to Coogan's gym?"
Yes, replied Maxwell.
"Mr. Coogan's in hospital," said the inspector. "He was hurt by a falling weight. Did you know?"
"That's a lie," Maxwell shouted. "I killed Coo..."
He didn't finish the sentence.
"How did you know Maxwell was the murderer?" Sergeant Watson asked later that day.
"It's simple," said the inspector. "Coogan was killed at exactly the same time as the pharmacy was robbed. Maxwell wanted us to think that he was the robber."
"Why?"
"Ah," said Watson, "because if he's the robber, he can't be the murderer."
"Exactly," said the inspector, and she smiled.